Welcome to another episode of Gaggle's podcast, It Takes a Village. Well, hi, everyone. My name is Brian Grant. I'm a regional sales specialist here at Gaggle. And for those who aren't familiar with Gaggle, we are a student safety organization dedicated to helping K through 12 districts across the country protect the safety and well-being of their students. Today, I'm joined by two members of Meridian Public School District to discuss Gaggle's partnership with Meridian, the importance of student safety at large, and how they came to Gaggle. Just a brief introduction to John and Mary Ann. John is the superintendent. Mary Ann is the high school and junior high principal there. And I have known John, just for the listeners out there, since 1994. We went to college together, have been friends ever since. And the reason this came about and the reason we're here today in discussing Gaggle and Meridian and some of the success that's happened is John and I were at a golf outing over the summer, and he took me to the side and actually FaceTimed Mary Ann and wanted me to know, you know, that Gaggle had been working and that they were able to help some students. And so we're here. We thought it'd be a great opportunity for John and Mary Ann to just share what their experiences have been so far. So John, Mary Ann, if you can just introduce yourselves and we'll dive in.
Yeah, I'm John Green, superintendent at Meridian Community Unit School District number 101. This is my sixth year at Meridian. It's my 20th year as administrator overall. I spent 5 years as a principal and the last 15 as a superintendent at three different school districts.
Great. My name is Mary Ann Boren. I am the junior senior high school principal here at Meridian. I've been in education 20-something years, started out as a special education teacher, specializing in behaviors, and then worked as a principal in an alternative school for students with emotional disabilities, and then ended up here at Meridian with Mr. Green.
Great. Great. So so both of you, and I know, of course, from following John's career, but a long time in education, and you've seen, I'm sure, have seen it all. So it's great to have you, and thanks for joining us. We talked a little about your roles, what you do. You know, in December, John and I had a discussion about Gaggle, and we started then, and that's when you kind of came aboard. But when did you, I know, and John, correct me if I'm wrong, you had another product in place. When did you start thinking about safety, student safety, when you started your job at Meridian, and how has it come all the way to Gaggle?
Well, our students all have Chromebooks. Everything's one-to-one for the most part. And one of the issues that we have in controlling that is obviously social media things, those types of platforms. But the products that we still use them did not necessarily alert us of things that may be going on with students, whether it be students talking about things that might be associated with depression or physical self-harm, or possibly sending inappropriate materials to other places. And that's kind of what attracted me to also start to use Gaggle. And so that's where we started to look at that, because those are the things we were missing. We have the capability to shut down certain sites and obviously turn off students' Chromebooks, those types of things with a lot of our other products. And then obviously we can be alerted if they're getting on certain types of sites. But more and more, since most of the students do almost all of their documentation and writing on their Chromebooks, a lot of times teachers will have students do what is called a bell ringer. They start those bell ringers and they're going to write a paragraph or two, and then it's in those paragraphs that then we can get ahead of the game, so to speak, because students will write, because one, that's kind of their way of having free expression, and two, usually that's kind of an alert call for help. Not necessarily, maybe somebody will see it. So instead of having to rely on, you know, one of our teachers seeing it or staff members seeing it, Gaggle will pick it out before that ever gets to the teacher, just because it's constantly searching for keywords and it gives us those alerts. And so in the short time that we've had it, which is 10 months, we've had a few different times where we've been alerted and it's allowed us to get in front of things with students or prevent further stuff happening that could lead to some really unfortunate and critical consequences. And therefore, that part of it's been really good for us.
Mary Ann, I know you had shared with me previously some things that happened, and not mentioning names or anything like that, but just if you give me some broad examples of what you've seen, and just for the listeners out there, Meridian, when John and Mary Ann came aboard, they did our safety management or monitoring system for email and drive, but they've also done gaggle therapy. We do the therapy on the side. So we're a proactive company in finding students that are in harm's way or need help. And then on the back end, they can utilize the gaggle therapy to try to help those students in need. So Mary Ann, if you could give me a couple examples, and or feel free to share whatever you think needs to be shared, what other districts might want to know, your experience with it so far.
Okay. I think one thing that makes Gaggle unique is that I feel like it happens in real time, and it's not just a computer program monitoring for keywords. There is that component to it, but then you have real people reading the context of something. So somebody may, you know, Google hanging or suicide, but then you have somebody actually reading to see what the context that is. So when we get an alert on something, it's in a very short amount of time that that student has inputted that information in. So our response time can be very quick. And right. That honestly has saved lives. An example of that is, it was a weekend, received an alert on my phone, went to investigate it, called my social worker. We were able to get in contact with the parent of a child that was talking about self-harm. Mom was able to go in this young lady's bedroom to stop something that potentially was going to happen. It opened the dialogue between the mom and the daughter. We then also was able to get the gaggle therapy part component involved. And mom and daughter both talk to somebody now. And it's been a very positive outcome that could have been a very tragic ending. And we were able to get that alert on a Saturday. You know, it was a Saturday night that we got that alert. That's just one positive outcome. And we have a ton more that we could share.
Yeah, go, please do. What's another example of?
You can't make this stuff up. We had a junior high student who sent some inappropriate pictures to another young person in a state. Right. 1,000 miles away, and we got alerted to that, and we were able to stop some things, some inappropriate things that were going on with that. We were able to get parents in, say, okay, there's a potential issue here, and able once again to help them with counseling. Because where we are located, mental health services are just not readily available. Our local counseling, the wait time is 3 to 4 months at minimum, and gaggle can usually happen within 24 to 36 hours is typically how soon a person can get talking to somebody with you guys. Right. So that's amazing for us. And we have a lot of students that are doing it, and we have families asking for it. Right. We have staff. We've opened it up to staff, because we're in a rural community, so it's hard to get in for adults as well as kids. For myself personally, we have a brand new student, a high school girl who transferred here from a big metropolitan area. And we are a small school. I have probably 300 kids in my building. But she had journaled something, and it was in regards to depression and a little bit of self-harm, but it allowed me the opportunity to pull her out of class and just start a conversation with her. It ended up being really good. She was writing a short story. She's a budding author, but it allowed me the chance to make a connection with her. I explained to her what Gaggle was and why we got the alert and that we care about kids. It was just like this foreign concept to her because she came from this, you know, high school that had thousands of kids in it. And she's just like, you care what I write? And I'm like, yeah. So now she comes to me each week and I read whatever short story she's written. And it formed this great relationship with a student I may not have got to know before.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because I hear a lot of times, you know, districts are worried about kids knowing that they're being watched and they're still not going to communicate. And I think, and then maybe, you know, agree or disagree with me, but they're still going to communicate with those school-given credentials that Gaggle monitors. And I know a lot of times kids will use Drive to make it as a chat room to edit it and things like that and go back and forth. So being able to get alerted to something and then build that relationship with that student and that trust, that's huge.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I guess from, let me ask you this, any other specific incidents, anything else you want to share?
It's also helped us prevent students from getting into physical altercations, because they'll talk about things as far as maybe having a hard time with another student, or another student has said some things to them or made threats to them. Mm-hmm. And that'll give us an alert that we can, and then get in front of it to try and prevent something from happening. And we've had that happen probably just as much as the amount of times that we've had students write or look at things that would be involved in depression or self-harm. So maybe even more. So it helps on a discipline standpoint when it comes to those things, because we can prevent it and be proactive and find out what the real root of the problem is. But usually when it comes to that stuff, it's usually things that are tend to be blown out of proportion, because that's what people do, especially young people, even older people. And so if we can get out in front of it, more aware of it, they have a tendency not to do those things. So that's just, and those, there's been multiple types of things there. One of the other things that we've actually been able to use the therapy piece for is we actually have some of our adults who are using it. So we've been able to provide that for staff as well, because we're so rural. Those resources that we have are very few and far between. And so with everything that has happened, especially in education, a lot of our staff feel the pressure and stress, and that could be related to work, or it could just be related to their personal life and trying to do those things. And so we can discreetly do that, and they can fit it in our schedule, and they don't have to drive forever to go find it. So we've been able to kind of coordinate all those things. So it's not just been a benefit for our kids, it's been also a benefit for our staff.
Great. That's what it's all about, and being proactive. We just did a release, the student report on what Gaggle has seen in the last 5 years, and harassment and bullying have gone up, you know, exponentially. And, you know, along with the fighting and things like that, we get so focused on the mental health aspect that we also, you brought up a great point, John, that, you know, the altercations, the he said, she said, the, you know, you could be proactive with it, so a fight doesn't occur or anything like that. I guess after using the product, and again, you've only been around 10 months. And so if you don't have any examples, that's fine. But what enhancements or anything that, what would you like to see from Gaggle down the pipeline that we can work on to add to the safety? Is there any recommendations you would see for Gaggle that you'd like to see? And if not, that's fine. Just thought I'd throw it out there.
Maybe adding in a text message alert with the email alert. That I think could be beneficial, especially like on the weekends or nighttime like that, because that would be definitely instantaneously, whereas I don't check my email all the time. A text message would certainly get to us.
Right. Yeah, we do have a text message for our most the highest level PSS when minutes matter. If something is if someone has a plan to harm themselves or things like that, or there's danger on the property, whatever, you would receive an email, text, or phone call. But yeah, you're right. For those QCONs, the middle when you were just notifying you of something that you may need to be aware of, it is just an email. So that's great that we can bring that back to our implementation team and yeah. See if we could possibly do QCON text as well. And John, Marianne, either one, just a couple last questions. What's your personal outlook on the future of student safety? John, I know you've got a lot of administration experience. Where do you think safety has gone, where it should go? I don't know.
Well, that stuff's ever evolving as our world continues to change. Every time that we think that we are getting out in front of something, then something new comes up. 35 years ago when I was in public school, the things that we did, we, you know, ran outside for our fire drill and we got down underneath our desks for the tornado drill. There wasn't anything like an active shooter drill or those kinds of things. And those are things that we routinely do all the time now. And on top of that, with all the different enhancements, honestly, the biggest proactive thing, and this has not changed, that anybody can do is have awareness. Be aware of what's going on. Be aware of what kids or the adults that you're around and what's affecting it. I mean, it's one thing to have a random person show up. That really never happens. It's usually somebody who's involved in whatever you're doing. So somebody here that routinely is at the school. Or, you know, routinely at a business if it would happen there. But in a school setting, it routinely is somebody who's associated with the school. And so if you're aware of what's going on with every individual and knowing what kind of maybe if they're having issues, things are going on in their life, maybe they're really pulled themselves away from everybody and kind of become reclusive, those type big changes in behavior, then you can be ahead. And so that's one of the things when we get these kind of alerts and stuff, then that puts us out in front of things and aware and able to help figure out avenues for that person to get the help they need if they need help. And that what that help may look like. And so that's the biggest thing. So I think that's always going to continue to evolve with new products or enhancements of current products, those types of things. To encapsulate, because what will happen is technology will change. So then you'll have to adapt to the new technology or whatever a new social media app is or those types of things. And then you'll have to come out with something to be able to alert you of what's going on there. Because on a normal thing, 75% of our discipline issues come from something on social media. It all revolves back. And most of the time that happens, 90% of the time that happens off campus, but then it's brought back to campus. And so if we're aware of it, then we're able to stop it ahead of time, and it makes everything more conducive to a better environment.
Yeah, great points. And what advice would you give to other districts that are superintendents or administrators that are listening today, you know, just on delving into the world of student safety with Gaggle, or you know, what advice would you give them on from your end, from your experience in the last 10 months?
I think it here in Illinois, we have to do a threat assessment team. And I think Gaggle has helped us not have to do that as often. You know, I can get an alert, and it's like Mr. Green said, we can get out ahead of something before it comes to the level of a threat. Before we have to go through the process of the threat assessment and having the meeting and all the paperwork that entails. So it's taking a step in being proactive, and it really does help you in the process of it. Right. And the other thing is, I mean, if you care about the well-being of your kids, safety and their mental health, you know, is the number one priority, because if you don't have that, the academics aren't going to happen.
Well said. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, I could add one thing to that. I mean, we've even had some occurrences where a student has written something about one of their friends and what their friends were dealing with, and that gave us an alert. And it wasn't on the actual student who wrote it. It was about somebody else. And we would have probably not become aware of that if that student hadn't written about that.
And so they knew Gaggle was going to catch it. And like my friend is having some difficulty and somebody's going to read this. Well, again, thanks for joining me. I got one last question and I'll put you on the spot here. You know, if you could describe Gaggle in 5 words or less, can you think of some 5 words or less how you would describe the product?
Proactive prevention for student safety.
Sounds good. Marianne?
Ooh, keeping and caring for your kids.
Yeah.
That's like 8 words.
Oh, sorry. Well, so I can't.
That's fine. We'll let you go.
I don't do well under pressure.
we're live and rolling. So
you should have seen the thing spinning in here when you asked that. Weebly wobbly. It looked like Back to the Future was going on.
Right. Well, John and Marianna, I really appreciate you guys stopping in. I know you're very busy with your school day. And so we'll wrap it up from here. I appreciate it. I'm glad Gaggle is working well for you. And we'll talk to you next time. And thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.